Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I want to talk about something that, it's just you and me again. I want to talk about something that that happened, I guess it was last week, maybe over the weekend, I've forgotten exactly, but we saw the news. If I remember correctly, Apple identified their 1 billionth download of an app, of a mobile app. And then I heard something about only about 20% of cell phone users have smartphones. And a smartphone, one of the definitions of a smartphone is it has the ability to download an app of some kind, whether it be from the Google Droid software like the phone I have, or whether it be from an Apple iPad. An Apple iPhone, I should say. Of course, iPads as well. They're kind of a mobile device. Or they are a mobile tablet. There've been 1 billion downloads of mobile apps. Now think about that, folks. 1 billion. That's a pretty, and these apps haven't really been available all that long. I mean, even the hamburger. I mean, look at how many years, those of you who have been around a while like me, look at how many years McDonald's took to sell 1 billion hamburgers. As much as America's loved hamburgers, it took them a few years, several years, to sell 1 billion hamburgers. Now they've sold billions and billions. Now the app, the mobile app, and folks, if you don't know what that is, if you've never seen one, if you've never used one, just think about it as being all about you. A mobile app is all about you. Because when you download one onto your smartphone, and you have the little icon there on the screen, and you take your little index finger, and you just touch it real soft, little touch the little app, it opens up this little magical presentation that's all about you. It doesn't look like a website, because a website has lots and lots of stuff on it, right? Maybe a lot of stuff that you don't need. But an app basically says, okay, you've asked us for one thing or a couple of things, and here they are. They're right here, and it's all about what you ask for. It's all about what you expect, and when you see it, it's right there, and it's all about you, and you get exactly what you want in this tiny little form on your smartphone or on your iPad if you have a tablet, whatever. Folks, this is your future. You've heard me say this before. I'm going to drum it into your heads. I'm going to keep talking about it. I don't care how much you roll your eyes or shift your hips back and forth. I don't care what you say. I'm telling you, this is your future. And you know why? Because remember where we are. We're in the age of the customer, and apps are all about the customer. And people like it. People like those things. They like it being all about them. It's customer service without any lip. It's great customer service, unlike what I've been experiencing recently in the marketplace. So, folks, what you need to realize, there are a couple of things that you need to take from this, my little soliloquy here on apps. Number one, if you don't have a smartphone, you need to get one. If you own a business and you don't have a smartphone, you need to get one today. Don't let the sun go down without you go out. And I'm not going to tell you which one to buy. I don't care which one you buy. You need to own a phone where you can download an app. You need to get used to that experience. You need to have that experience because now you can see how cool this is, how sexy these apps are, and you can see why your customers are liking them and why they're downloading them by the billions now. And you need to say, oh, my goodness, this is where my competitors are going to be going, big ones and little ones. Holy mackerel, I've got to make sure that you'll start seeing that you've got to think about your own app. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not even this year, but in your future, folks, apps are in your future. Now, they might be in your future as you go out of business because you didn't do it, you didn't follow some of this advice I'm talking about. But they are in your future as a customer and as a business. Mobile apps, 1 billion sold and more to come. It's part of your future. I hope you're paying attention. I'll be talking about some more. Don't worry about that. Now you can stop rolling your eyes. I'll be right back with Jonathan Zook after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.